brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. The last hour I got into just the ultra police state, taking your kids if they're a couple pounds overweight, forced drugging, taking your car, suspending your license depending on the state if you get three tickets in 3 years, banning trans fats, secret police types just everywhere in our business. Now we're opening the phones up. Then I'm going to really do an expose on the global warming fraud, how it ties into the ultra police state, and so much more. And then there's a ton of news. North American Union news out today I'm going to be going over. But right now, let's go to Michelle. Michelle, thanks for holding. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Alex. This is Michelle calling from Colorado.
Welcome.
I am so happy to be talking to you. I really, really am. I want to tell you that I think that you're doing such a good job standing up for courage and saying things that they won't normally say, like on CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC. It means a lot to me.
Look, Via Den, who wrote the Patriot Act on the Fox News board, it's come out in mainstream news that CNN is CIA. It's all completely staged.
Yeah, and to me it's just as clear as day. I'm a young person, straight out of college, and I've actually known about a lot of this information for about 2 years, since about March 2005. And I would basically talk about it with my mom, and nobody else believed us. And I just think that you are a godsend for, you know, just willing to have the courage to come out and say that this is what
you're doing. Hey, I don't have a choice. I want to make something clear. The globalists have declared war on humanity. They're doing horrible things to innocent people. They're totally sick. They must be fought.
I completely agree.
I mean, I can't stop myself. I can't control myself. I must fight them. It's not some decision I make.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing it.
It was a long time ago a decision I made, but I've gone way past the point of no return. I'm not even in control of myself.
Yeah, well, I think that it's great that you're doing it because it allows other people to have the freedom to not buy into that and to have the courage ourselves to do the same thing. So I appreciate that. I just want to also let you know that I am a former veteran, and I completely agree with everything that you say about the Iraq money. We were in Iraq. And I've known other people who, this is their third time going over there, and they have had access to money and things like that. It's just so much corruption. And every time we try to...
Oh, that's what they do. They throw wads of like $10,000 just down to
the
lowest person.
It's the soldiers. And me being in the military, and I'm free to say it now, because before they say, well, these are certain things that you can say on TV, and I told them I didn't want the anthrax shot, and it was like all hell broke out. It was like I was being, you know, like...
And how many of the troops have died of an accelerated autoimmune disease after taking that? I've had their fathers on the show.
A lot. And I just think that it's great that this is a platform. This is a worldwide thing. I listen to you on my iPod, and I'm just glad that other people can hear it and that me, just like you, are able to speak the truth, because this is going on, and I'm living in proof and evidence of that, because I...
Did they make you take the shot?
No, I refused to take it, and it's kind of like they blacklisted me. They made me do, like, grunt work. And
it's better than that bioweapon getting into you. But let's go back to the cash. You know, earlier I read the Reuters headline about 4 billion or 363,000 tons.
It's true.
You
it's
read
true.
Deeper in, it was 14 billion just disappeared.
It's true.
Tell me about the cash.
I personally didn't take it, but other people took it, and I just felt, I was like, this is not right. I saw it, and I was like, it would be great to have some extra money, but people are taking it home in their bags, and it was just like, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe this, because
I come back home
and I get on and I watch on TV and they're saying, and they tell the soldiers to say, hey, everything's great and we're building, and it's a lie, because we can't really say how we feel and what we're thinking, and it's going on. And my thing is, I'm all for the military doing the right thing, and I was...
Tell you what, stay there, we got a break. Stay there. I want to come back to you. I want people to hear the specifics. And, of course, in these big hangars with the cash from the generals and colonels are handing it out, they're videotaping all of it. It's for blackmail later. We'll be right back. We'll let you hear about it firsthand. Stay there, Michelle.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. Miami film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In one delivery of $4 billion in cash in 2003, 363 tons of cash was delivered. No records were kept of its dispersal. $4 billion. And then in the next 3 years, ladies and gentlemen, it was $14 billion. So I guess four times the 363 tons of $100 bills. Now, small portions of that, we're not sure how much, was just handed out to the troops. I've talked to troops who said, look, man, they'd come in, and the unit commander would come in, and he would have huge dollies just loaded with boxes of $100 bills, and they would just start giving us $1,000, $10,000, $5,000 apiece, just handing it out. People go, good, pay the troops. This is done by design. In these big hangars, they had, of course, video cameras, because they were videoing it and photoing it, now they're releasing it, of them just handing it out, and handing it out to Iraqi officials, and handing it out to the police, and handing it out to the former Republican Guard. I remember seeing, before the war, this happened after, before the war, 1 week before the invasion kicked off, and I have it on tape somewhere, I taped it, Donald Rumsfeld, Defense Secretary, giving a press conference, saying that, don't worry, we've already, there's three Iraqi major army groups. We've paid off all three to their generals with cash payments. And that special forces had already gone in with helicopters all over the country and given diamonds, gold, euros, and greenbacks to them. And they also paid off most of the Iraqi Republican Guard. That's why you didn't see resistance, folks. It was a staged war, just like they paid off the Taliban before the invasion and during the invasion of Afghanistan. That's now all mainstream news. Then, a month after the invasion, Rumsfeld got on air and said, and back then I had like three employees, folks. So I was just taping this myself. It's in big stacks in a portable building. I don't even have the staff now to even look. Just you go look it up. You've got the time. I mention stuff every day now. People go find it. We've got listeners who are like in the CBS and ABC and CNN archives, and I see you sneak it out and then post it because it's got the internal watermark. It's just a record of the broadcast with the time code. We're seeing that happen. So go do this. Go find it. You'll find it. 1 week before the invasion and about a month after, you'll get the two different statements. And what did they do? They then disbanded the entire military, and they disbanded the Ba'athist, who could have instantly put things back in order and gotten the power on. That was never the goal. It was to break it down and balkanize it. Now, they report $14 billion in cash delivered in pallets over the last 3.5 years, $4 billion worth, or 363,000 tons, 363 tons, of cash, of $100 bills. And it was just handed out. Now, that's to compromise them. And I've talked to the troops. They did this all on camera. Just like the CIA and others videotaped Abu Ghraib, which was then meant to be released to inflame the Arabs even further. That's all in the P2OG documents. Type in P2OG, AP, Reuters, UPI. You'll get it all. This is so sick. Now let's go back to Michelle and then to other calls. Michelle, you said that you were in the military. Tell us what branch, and you said that you witnessed all the cash being handed out, but you didn't take part. You also said no to the anthrax shot. Specifically, give us the specifics without giving away too much about yourself. Tell us.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I was in the Army, and without giving away too many specifics. Well, I will say when I refused to take the anthrax shot again, I mean, it was like, I was the outcast. I was one of the few people in the line who said, I just something doesn't feel right in my spirit. I just don't see why. It was almost like in 2003, because we knew what was going on. We had a sense of what was going on.
Let me just add, by the way, they gave that to troops from the mid-90s to 2000. They then banned its use because Bioport, run by Admiral Crow, got shut down because they found it filled with all these microplasms, live viruses. It was killing troops and maiming them in mass. All mainstream news, go pull it up. They suspended it, and then Bush just started it back up again in 2002. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that in 2002, we kind of suspected that something was going on because we were always having to do more. We did more work than normal. I would say when we weren't at war, things were a little bit more relaxed, more calm. In 2002, right before everybody started to go to Iraq, especially the Army units, there was just so much going on. And I remember right before everybody had to leave, they made us attend meetings saying this is what you're supposed to say if you get confronted with media people, this is what you're supposed to do if your family asks. And we all knew where we were going.
Yeah, all had a lie.
It was all very suspicious.
Tell us about the cash.
I was the main voice of dissent. About the cash, I just felt it wasn't right in my spirit.
But describe how they were, you know, where you were, how they were handing it out.
Well, it wasn't really the top brass. It was mainly because I think that they didn't want the responsibility of it.
It was broken up at the higher level. Yeah, you were there. That's the stories I've heard from other troops that I know personally, is that, yeah, no, they'd come into the unit and hand it out there. But go ahead.
It was mainly the NCOs, E5, E6, and above. They kind of stopped it at the EA because I guess that they worked more so with the top brass.
And again, go over the cash. Tell us about it.
So when they were dispersing it, especially when you were out in Iraq, either they did it discreetly or they did it out in the open, but you were kind of, it was kind of hush-hush, like, don't tell anybody, this is amongst us five, or this is amongst us eight, and nobody wanted to say anything about it, because it was us as U.S. Army soldiers who were also working with the quote-unquote Iraqi soldiers. And my thing with it was, I can't really tell if they're for us or against us because just because they put on the uniform.
Now I've been told between $1,000 and $10,000 would be handed out within a month. How much cash were you seeing being handed out?
Oh, more than that. It was more than that.
I'm talking about per soldier.
Well, it depends. It depended because there weren't buckets per se, but there were, I would say, more like bags. Bags of just money, and then they would say, okay, we would go up to
them. The report I've got is those big dollies that are flat-bottomed with boxes, and they would literally go, 10 grand for you. Good job, 5 grand for you.
And don't say anything, go hide it, and don't say anything. And then we had to come back over to the States. We kind of had to be very... very discreet in how, and not me personally.
And they've done the same thing. Now understand, the big guys have stolen almost $4 trillion, and then they just hand out a few billion to you guys to then get
because
you under their thumb.
It's kind of like, you know, the soldiers complain about, we complain amongst ourselves like how we don't get enough. So it's kind of like an incentive saying, well, here, we know that the Army doesn't pay you enough, so this will be to offset those costs.
Yeah, but that's not what it is. It's a corrupt deal.
It's complete lie. And it's just, to me, I just want to say to all the people who facilitated that and the person who called you a few days ago, cuckoo, just shame on you for thinking that this is not true and it's not happening. I'm living proof that this is corruption to the highest. And
how long were you in Iraq? In what year?
One term, and I was only there for a year, so it was one term. The unit I used to be in is now on their third term over there. So it's mind-boggling.
How often did they hand the cash out?
It depended. Usually, it depended on what missions, because we would have to go off on missions. So it depended on what missions, where we were going to, who we were meeting with. If we were meeting with top people, it was kind of like all undercover. Nobody pretended like anything was going on. It was kind of like mom is the word.
This is also a way to introduce mainline troops into black ops, taking masses of cash.
And it's kind of a guilt thing, and so that's why I said I can't do it, because it's a snowball effect. If you do it, and if you're a soldier, you had any conscience, and I wasn't the only one who refused to take it.
What percentage refused the cash?
A small percentage.
5%, 10%, 20%?
I will say maybe about 10. I mean, because what can you do if you're being told and you're being brainwashed to say this is what you're supposed to tell to the media?
So they get
this
you
is how you're supposed to act.
They get you
what
in
are you
groups
supposed to do.
Sure. They get you in groups of eight, and then what? They just reach in bags and, like, on average, hand out how much? Just big stacks of hundreds?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, you take what you can get and you fill it up, and you don't say anything about it. I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Did they tell you don't send this home to family or don't talk about this?
Oh, yeah. Don't send it. Mom is the word. I couldn't stress that enough. Mom was the word. And it was just mind-boggling because I said, this is not right. This is not how I was raised to be. This is not part of my belief.
Now, what about the foreign soldiers? What about the illegal aliens that are now 20% of the Army ground force? Or do they keep those in separate units, or were they in your units?
When we first went over there, we were at... Well, I won't say the place where we were at because there's still other soldiers and Marines over there now. But we did work and live with some of the Iraqi soldiers. And to me, it was just like, it was the scariest thing in my life because I just kept thinking, are these really friends?
But I'm talking about mainly the Latin American / Mexican / Filipino.
Yeah, when I was over there, I didn't really encounter them. So they were probably in another part of Iraq or somewhere on the border. I really didn't encounter them. It all, not me personally. I just mainly heard about the Iraqi soldiers working with them, training.
So were they handing the cash out every week, every month? And I know it was random.
It wasn't a routine thing. It was a random thing.
Well, I mean, okay. How many times in the year you were there did you watch cash being served out?
Me personally, I would say about 15.
So every month or so.
Probably. You can average it like that, but it was sometimes it could have been two times a month or three times or one time. So it was really random. But it went on.
How much cash each time on average? Just ballpark. Thousand?
I would say maybe one soldier the first time probably about between $2,000-$4,000. But I didn't take it. I just saw it, and I was tempted. I can't lie, but it just wasn't right.
Unbelievable. You know, I'd like to get your name off air. I promise we'll never use your name in a story, but I'd like to be able to get you in contact with one of my writers. Can we do that?
Sure.
All right, stay there, Michelle.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 7, 2007, gold 654 ounce, gold coins are 675, 34, 340, 22 for half, 170, 11 for quarter ounce, that's 675, 34, 340, 22, and 170, 11. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion, 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso, 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee, 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Faryshev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, north, to Alaska. North, to Alaska.
We're going to do a story with that lady. But here it is in Reuters.
To Alaska.
14 million, one delivery, 363 tons of $100 bills. Just handed out to everybody. Generals taking huge boxes for themselves, of course. This is how you bring down a nation. Hitler did the exact same type of stuff. Man, and any soldier that blows the whistle or speaks up, they will selectively prosecute them for theft of that money. Oh, man, we're in so much trouble, folks. This is so dark and so bad. And then our heroes are Jack Bauer torturing people on 24. From Andy Griffin to Jack Bauer. I got a lot of clips and news I want to cover, but I want to get through your calls for those that have been holding. Dirk in Las Vegas and Sam, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Dirk.
Hey, Alex. You know, I just read yesterday that Bauer was the last name of the Rockefellers.
The Rothschilds.
Rothschilds, you're right, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the main reason why I called is I'm hosting some movie screenings in Las Vegas. The first one is this Friday. And I'm showing Loose Change, Russo's movie Freedom of Fascism, and, of course, Terror Storm.
Okay, tell us when it is.
The movie started at 2 o'clock from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the West Charleston Library, Public Library, and I want to invite all your Vegas listeners to come show up. Admission is free. And also, I have a dedicated website for the movie screenings that shows the maps and show times. It's conspiracynight.com. And if other people across the nation want to hold their own Conspiracy Night events, they can contact me through the website, and I'll dedicate space to them. That'll show showtime.
That's networking. That's awesome. What else is on your mind?
That's about it. Great job.
Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Sam in Virginia. Go ahead.
Good evening, Alex. I just wanted to ask you a question. I met a man that works for... I'll just say alternative news type show, both locally here in Virginia and national. And he had heard about the lady that you had on in Texas with, what was it, the Women's Eagle Forum or something like that?
Yeah, it's the virus, the live virus. They're claiming is the law when it's not the law to take it.
Right. Well, he knows what's been going on in Texas, but could you give me some information I can pass on to him? He's given me his...
It's been all over national, international news. All 50 states have been lobbied. A bunch of states are simultaneously, from New York to California, right now, trying to pass laws to, quote, make it on the list of recommended vaccines, but then they lie and say it's the law that you have to take it when it isn't. So it's a hoax, in a fraud, in a scam, and it's hard for the average person to realize that that governors and people just lie so purely. The government's completely criminal, okay? It's gone, folks. And, yes, I happen to know they are lobbying in Virginia, big time in the District of Columbia, the District of Criminals, the Congress critters. And heaven help us.
Who wants to have that lady on? Do you have any information about
her? Yeah, she's the chairman of the Texas branch of the Eagle Forum, and my brain is having a burp right now, but she's been in the AP. If you just go do a search, you'll be able to find it. My God, it's Google, man. That's how you do it. You can find everything.
Oh, Google?
I mean, you just type in Governor Perry... Vaccine Eagle Forum. She's one of their national chairs. Her name's everywhere. It'll pop in my head in a second.
Okay. Texas. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eagle Forum. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Michael in New York. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great show, Alex. Thanks for all your effort. Anybody that calls up and doesn't understand what's going on here, I mean, my God, how can they not catch on by now? Alex, what we're dealing with, as you well know, it's commie infiltration, commie Nazi fascist communism infiltrating. They own
it's command and control. They used our tax money to fund the corporations to get bigger than government. Then they funded the government to hand over governmental power to them and make laws to catch everybody in their web. And they're only at the starting line now. It's hell on earth.
Yeah, it's all UN activity.
It's all done under international treaty. We're already under global government. It's all global law. Absolutely.
They get us caught up with these foreign conflicts to get our boys over there to shed their blood for no cause except to advance the UN agenda with undeclared wars like the Korean War, the Vietnam War, now the Iraq-Nam War. Alex, let me tell you what's going on here locally in this little village here in New York. We've got artesian well water. We've got plenty of good supply. I was a water commissioner for 5 years.
They want to triple your price to get the water and then make you fluoridate it. Yeah.
Oh, more than that, Alex. They're telling us now we don't have the water. They want us to use another town's water coming out of the Hudson, which is pure slop, and now they've added...
Yeah, stay there. It's the same thing. It's Dutch, German, and British companies predominantly buying up almost all the water supplies. They then shut off most of the other supplies, only give you one supply, and double and triple prices. It's the IMF documents released in 2002. We'll talk about it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Shelly, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Yes, my producer set up, who got set up with Homeland Security going on an airplane just because he complained about racial profiling. He's his mom's white, his dad's black and Asian. He's not a Muslim. They've taken his bags and searched him. Well, you'll hear the story, but I may try to back him up to the last 30 minutes because there's just so much here I want to cover. We had the Nobel Prize winner on a few months ago, former chief economist, World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz on, and the documents got released right around the time he quit and discussed in 2002. BBC covered it. We had Greg Palast on. And once the global banks start bankrupting your nation by design in the final phases, they buy up the water supplies for pennies on the dollar through sweetheart deals with politicians, and then they double or triple the prices overnight, claiming that there's scarcity. The whole phony environmental movement is about that. The fake global warming, and there is climate change, by the way, but the whole thing you're hearing is just to have global taxes on fossil fuels, wellhead, money transfers. And all around Austin, the small towns, all over the country, Missouri, California, anywhere you look, it's almost always Dutch, Swiss, German. It seems to be Italian. It seems to be their specialty. Just look at it in your area. It'll be them. And they come in, and let's say the water district had been running and operating for, let's say you were paying $50 a month for it. You'll be paying, in some cases, $400, $500 for water when they're done. You got big trash compacting companies who come in and buy up your politicians. You'll go from paying, you know, from two trash pickups a week and paying $20 a month to paying $60 a month to one trash pickup. It's just all mafia takeover. And it's the same thing with water districts everywhere. And they're selling the Michigan lottery, the Illinois lottery, that basically most of the lotteries are selling. They set them up in the last 10 to 15 years, depending on the state, and the government running the gambling, saying, oh, 20% will go to education. Then there's massive mafia fraud. It turns out a fraction of that goes there. And, oh, the schools are all still bankrupt. They're really not. They're all buying stocks and bonds and sports teams and investments. And the money managers and city managers, you know, get massive payoffs from them. And it's just wallowing in corruption. It's unspeakable. And Governor Perry just announced that they're going to sell the lottery for what it makes in 1 year. Now, you know that's a bad business decision. And guess what? It's not going to be a fraction will now go to education of what it was, but they say maybe it'll be for a cancer endowment. Now they just say maybe, oh, it's for cancer, hell, we're for it. Maybe they'll have Lance Armstrong walk around when he's not pitching slave-made tennis shoes or deadly cancer drugs. He'll come out for it, and I'm sure it's fine. I mean, this is just sick. And here it is. I'll go back to your calls in a moment. Governor proposes selling Texas Lottery. Governor Rick Perry, by the way, it's always foreign. It's an Italian company buying most of them. Governor Rick Perry on Tuesday proposed selling the state lottery for at least $14 billion to create an endowment for Texans without health insurance and a trust fund for cancer research. That money could be used to be worth $2.7 billion endowment for the uninsured. Hey, why not just take the profits from it and do that? Oh, no. That money could be used to form a endowment for the uninsured and to create a $3 billion fund for the fight against cancer, Perry said in the State of the State address. Why would you sell it to do that instead of just take the money from one sale? Both funds would generate ongoing payments, he said. This moment in time is a unique opportunity to address the great challenges and build the foundation of the future. And it just goes on from there. Okay. And if you think you're going to get a cancer endowment, oh, they'll have some little building and a few hundred million funding, and it'll all go into scams. The tens of billions, you'll never see it. And this is just the mafia families that already set it up and run it, just publicly taking ownership of it. Your water districts, your roads, the lotteries, the colleges that were once free, everything. Everything. All right, let's go back to Michael in New York. Michael, finish up briefly, so I want to go to some clips and other calls here. Okay, tell me what they're doing with your water.
Okay, thanks, Alex. So, yes, now we have an outsource, and it's coming from the Hudson. In addition to being slop water, now they're adding chloramines, okay? There's your poison. And, of course, they're saying, well...
No, they come into aquifer water that's got plenty of water, no problem, and they turn that off, and then they make you drink poison water and charge you triple for it.
Now, what you have here, Alex, is clearly the UN Agenda 21 activity, regionalism, under the...
They have UN summits and say water and food's a weapon, and they're transferring into the globalist hands.
We're seeing it right here. So the county, we know from, they're not admitting this, but we're putting it together on our own investigator work. It's a county plan to control it all, but of course the county's really got the downward...
Hey, I have a videotape out of southern Florida where the county commissioner admits that the UN brought it into him with a proposal to hand over the water.
Alex, I've seen already at local board meetings where we've got representatives coming in, and it's clearly they're representing FEMA and UN activity, the Agenda 21.
Yeah, they want to control your water supply because they're jacking it full of stuff. Oh, don't believe us. Just trust them. Just drink it, okay? Just don't believe us. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Alex, at the meetings, when I tried to show that this is a bigger agenda here, people, this is what's going on, and I circulated a photograph of that swastika building at the Coronado Navy Base off San Diego. I circulated around everybody so they could see it, and how some of them didn't even react was stunning to me. Like, nope, you know, only one cop was like, holy S, you know, I can't believe that. But everybody else, and I had one village board guy say, I like that, and he's almost a relative of mine, and I wanted to strangle him. So I'm running on the Republican ticket to become a trustee to try to turn his water thing around with some other people.
Well, the way to attack it is to show how they do it everywhere and they jack your prices up, and that's how you defeat it. Thank you. I don't know about go in and, you know, start showing them the esoteric stuff right off the bat, but thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in PA. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling in for your benefit. Your allergies, you can go to health food store or something. Find some honey that's produced.
I'm eating local honey. It's right here in my hands.
Okay.
Literally, it's just right here on the desk.
All right, I'm just saying that, you know, that'll build your immune system.
It's helped a lot of my people that work for me, and it's helped family. It's not helping me right now.
Well,
I've got the honey right here, and I've eaten half of it.
You know, winter honey in your from your region will help you in the allergies that you're coming into right now.
Here's what I've got. Good Flow Unfiltered Texas Wildflower Raw Honey. Texas wildflowers produce a wonderful array of pollens and nectars with unique individual taste and qualities. The nectars are dehydrated into honey by the bees fanning their wings. It is stored in a hexagonal wax cells and sealed capped with wax by the bees when its antennae is with proper moisture content. When you think that flowers secrete nectar to entice honeybees and other insects to help them cross-pollinate by carrying pollen grains from one plant to another as they forage, you realize that honey is part of a wonderful, almost magical process. Nectar is the reward. The bees, in a step further and concentrated into honey, is awesome. We hope you enjoy this unique natural blend.
All right, man. Hey, I love you. Take care.
Hey, I appreciate your advice. We'll see if it works. People around here claim it is. In fact, here, I got a spoon right here. Let me reach over here and get it. Ah, a honey-encrusted spoon. Let me take a nice bite of it. Let me see here. Okay, I'm eating honey right now. I'll do whatever it takes. I don't like it. Ugh. I don't like sweets, folks. Very few sweets I like. My dessert would just be to eat more regular food. All right. Isn't this just riveting radio? I don't even know what to say anymore. Things are so corrupt. I just can't believe it. I cannot articulate how out of control every branch of government is. I just can't believe it. Let's play Lou Dobbs, this is really a whitewash, if you ask me, compared to really how bad it is. So we'll play this clip of Lou Dobbs, then I'm going to comment on it. Then I've got several other chilling globalist quotes and the clips. Here it is.
The Bush administration tonight is pushing, rather publicly now, its Security and Prosperity Partnership, a plan to, quote-unquote, integrate the economies of the United States, Mexico, and Canada by the year 2010. You're thinking, you didn't vote for that. Your congressman didn't vote for that. Your senator didn't vote for that. You're correct. It is a very ambitious plan for three very different economies and nations. It's moving forward without congressional oversight, in many cases congressional knowledge, and certainly not the approval of the American people, nor for that matter, the Canadian people, nor the Mexican people. Christine Romans has our report.
In Mexico City, from the Bush administration, a rare acknowledgement of concerns about its Security and Prosperity Partnership.
We have three different countries. They are three different sovereign nations. They have their own laws, their own culture, their own history, their own governments. And within that framework, we can build a stronger Western Hemisphere without tampering with local national sovereignty.
The Commerce Secretary denies an outright plan for a single currency or a European-style American Union. Instead, the goal is, quote, harmonizing hundreds of rules and regulations from healthcare to trucking to energy to cut red tape and make companies more competitive within the three nations. But critics see stealthy changes taking place deep within government bureaucracies with input from business and academia, but away from lawmakers and voters.
All this is about is open borders. Open borders between Mexico and America, America and Canada. Open borders without any controls, and there's no telling what could happen to this country that would be detrimental to the future of America.
But Gutierrez says security comes first.
The priority must be to keep those out who want to do harm, but to ensure that we can continue the flow of more goods and the flow of job creation across our borders.
Numerous SPP documents reveal a goal of moving people and goods more easily among the three countries.
According to SPP documents released through Freedom of Information requests, architects of the SPP are aware that they've got a little bit of an image problem. Congressman Jones says he thinks that there's an image problem for a reason. He's written to the White House now twice about detailed questions about the SPP. He says he's been ignored on this.
Well, this White House is ignoring and has ignored Congress in nearly every instance in which it doesn't get a rubber stamp. The idea that Carlos Guterres, the Commerce Secretary, is talking about this in Mexico City and not addressing it publicly before Congress, the fact that all of these things are happening behind closed doors. I mean, why is there not some greater sense of what's going on the part of this government?
Congressman Jones points out that there's a website at the Commerce Department. He says he doesn't want a website. He wants to sit down and find out what this is all about. Trade,
yeah.
These things belong in the arena of Congress, and he'd like to see some oversight there.
Yeah, I have to say that what we're watching here and what you've reported and all of our colleagues have been reporting on with the so-called North American Union and in a few other quarters, the American people have every reason to be very concerned. The suggestion that these corporate and business elites, and now we can include some of the luminaries of geopolitics, George Shultz and others, meeting on these issues behind closed doors without the approval or the knowledge of the American public is ridiculous. And we're going to continue to focus on it and get to the bottom of it. Thank you very much. Christine Romans.
Now, again, you'd think that's hardcore. It's not. They didn't call Gutierrez on any of his lies. Oh, this won't affect your local communities. You'll still have your power. In every state in the union, they've already taken almost all control over the cities and counties to unelected regional boards. The cities sign agreements to hand over their authority. Hundreds and hundreds of laws being merged, and it doesn't get rid of red tape, it creates more of it. And, quote, those goods is more slave goods flowing in and giving Mexico a major, quote, inland port facility in Kansas City. And then U.S. Customs down at the port of Mexico? I mean, this is just... And they had the North American Union Summit last year in September. They have it coming up again this September. It was governmental agreements with the executive branches, and Congress isn't even allowed to know, and the president says you can't see any of it. It's called high treason. These are people that shipped $14 billion and handed out to everybody in Iraq as a way to get them on the take and get them compromised. These are people that $3.9 trillion has come up missing from the Pentagon. $3.9 trillion! They're looting. They're handing the lotteries over to their friends. They're handing the water districts over to their friends. Again, colleges that were free to people that lived in the states are now incredibly expensive, and all that money is being taken and put into investments. They're buying sports teams, movie theater chains, newspapers. The toll road companies get investment from our universities, and they come in foreign-owned and buy up the newspapers and then spew propaganda. This is being done with military precision. Every check and balance, every form of due process, the courts are being turned into total kangaroo systems. I mean, this is systematic. The social workers ruling over you. Talk on a cell phone walking down the street, arrested. Talk on a cell phone in your car, they'll take your car. Get 3 tickets in 3 years, they'll suspend your license, charge you as high as $4,000. Take a plastic knife to school. Arrested. Meanwhile, illegal aliens get bank accounts with no IDs. Again, it is just lawless mafia criminals running everything. And you've got a general public that's starting to get an inkling, but by then it'll be too late. That's what the police state's for. That's what the microwave guns being delivered to major cities all over the country and sound cannons that we've shown you on the streets of New York are for. That's what checkpoints and random searches are about. Now they're talking about knock and talk, federally funded, to do house inspections under zoning laws. It's happening from Illinois to Texas to Dallas. Just maximum tyranny, maximum corruption everywhere. And the sick thing is, once they sew this thing up, they're going to pay the cops almost nothing, the firemen, the bureaucrats. It's going to get so bad. And all of you helping bring this in, 99% of you are going to get nothing out of this. All the big new scholarships at every major college, your Homeland Security, how to spy, how to tattle, how to run data mining databases. Again, ITT Technical, I said it last hour. You don't see ads for computer technology or software anymore or electronics. It's all, come be a cop, come be a security guard, come be a... That's the new America, folks. It's their plan. And just more, oh, reporter arrested for not giving their source. Oh, reporter shot and killed. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Website's being shut now. We got to restrict these people online. Attacks on free speech. Just more and more. More and more, just racing and racing, getting worse and worse. I'm going to cover news. Then I'm going to go back to your calls. I got a bunch of clips I want to play. There's just so much. Oh, it's just, I mean, when you see this thing clearly for what it is, these aren't just run-of-the-mill criminals. They're also into eugenics and killing people. I mean, this is the worst possible scenario.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Super tyranny is upon us. The globalists that we face have wrecked so many nations, have killed hundreds of millions. And the writing's on the wall. They're setting it up here. It's just roll part of this song. At least there's something pretty in this world. I mean, I'm here, reading their own documents, tracking their different programs, seeing it all come together, and it's like Brave New World. Oh, keep that guitar rolling, I like it. I mean, it's unspeakable that our beautiful country, our world, that humanity, isn't just going to be under a tyranny, but a high-tech one. Run by a bunch of bloodthirsty scum. And to see the compartmentalized servants and minions of this system enforcing it. When you're destroying yourselves, you're destroying your families, you're taking part in something that's hurting so many innocents, that's committing so many crimes against humanity. Some days I come in and I look at all of it. I look at the information. It's just, it's off the charts. What kind of people would knowingly kill our troops in bioweapons test and give black men syphilis? What kind of government would sterilize 400 plus thousand women forcibly in this country? What type of government would fund vaccines filled with cancer viruses and sterilization compounds all over the world? What type of people would do their best to have an educational system that dumbs down and ruins minds and destroys critical thinking capabilities? Just greedy, hateful individuals. And you know how they sell you on evil? A lot of people say, yeah, just nuke Iraq, nuke Iran, kill them all, that's war. That's what war is. Don't you understand the people doing that over there have adopted that very attitude you have, that you've adopted for foreigners, that attitude's been adopted for you? That attitude's been adopted for the Congress. The Congress is told, sit down and shut up. We're merging the countries. We're going to jack up the taxes. We're going to turn loose federally controlled under international treaties, under UNESCO, bureaucrats and social workers to nanny state and micromanage the entire planet. This is what's happening. And they mean business. And the only reason they haven't gone further faster is because we've still got hundreds of millions of guns. And there's a few percentage points out of the hundreds of millions of gun owners that are willing to fight. And so they're doing everything they can to twist and propagandize and drug us in the water. Oh, and Lord knows it's in there. We've already caught them. 1930 studies, award-winning World War II books, talk about how Hitler put it in the water in the forced labor camps. It's all happening. I mean, we're just in, they're doing all kinds of stuff to us. It's just horrible. And you've got to clearly see it for what it is. I mean, things are just so bad. The normal response to this would be running down the street screaming, waving your arms, frankly. I mean, that's the only response that's halfway normal to a criminal psychopath's in control.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.